You can find me Heavyset330 on Plenty of Fish.
Welcome to the Rustcast episode. Oh, shit. Katie, what episode is this?
38.
38. Episode 38. Each and every week, we bring together the top minds that we can find and have a roundtable discussion. What is happening in the wrestling industry this week? If you'd like to join in the conversation, there are three different ways. Follow us at DSJNPCOM on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. That is facebook.com/DSJNP. Or if you want to hear Wayne screw up your email with his great reading skills or bad spelling skills, you can email us at dsjnp.com@gmail.com. We don't ask for much. We don't ask for anything else. Don't ask for money, but share us and rate us wherever you listen. Canada, I know you listen. You listened last week. Send me a fucking email. What?
Did you happen to listen to Old School at the Movies last week that you can find on the Trending Topics Network?
No.
Because we mentioned this topic, and I specifically mentioned this show, and he said, hashtag OSATM, and he'll tell you about it on the show.
Oh, all right. I have to go back and listen to, what was it, Old School at the Movies?
Yeah.
Old School at the Movies.
One-stop shop for all your movie-related needs.
So, and Stitcher, I'm still waiting on you as well. So send me a damn email, guys. All right, the panel this week, obviously you already heard Heavy. Hey, Heavy.
See, that's the intro that I couldn't give last week because maybe I don't give two shits. I don't know.
Okay. Wayne is a baker is here.
My mind's still blown from the pre-show where Heavy was offering five-knuckle shuffles.
In the sexual way. DRG is here.
Just so you know, Jey Uso is no Ms. Dow.
And Katie, the First Lady, you guys already heard her giggle.
Hi, I can't believe it's November already.
Why does that have to do with anything?
I'm just being random.
Oh, okay.
She's growing the mustache for November.
At least she's not doing the howdy doody.
Howdy. So this week, we're always, as always, we always start off with keep, toss, and improve. Katie, you're first up this week. Keep, toss, or improve.
I think we could all agree that my keep for this week is Rusev becoming the new United States champion.
Yes,
fuck you.
Rusev did become the new United States champion on the WWE Network for only $9.99. Actually, for free. For only free this week after Raw.
November.
Heavy so does not like it.
So it's free $99.
It's free $99, yeah. Free, then you have to pay $9.99 for December. So, Heavy, you don't like that? Didn't like it?
No, I've been talking about Rusev becoming the champion. I'm saying, fuck you, because she stole my keep.
Oh, she stole a keep.
And I didn't even watch Raw.
Wayne, what do you think about Rusev?
No, it was awesome. That was a good match. They've been building it. Who would have thought months ago that the character would be where it is now? It's actually turning into one of the successes of 2014.
DRG?
I'm pretty sure I was one of the people that argued for Rusev on the Impact Players whenever, I think it was The Rock was saying that he's absolutely worthless. And I sat there and argued because of the spinning kick that the guy has potential as long as they get behind him.
Yeah.
So I didn't see it being this awesome because he's turned out to be great, but I'm glad where he's at.
Well, I mean, you need to look at it like, is this going to work? Is Rusev and Sheamus trading a title on the network going to work like they wanted it to? Do you think that's the time? Or I'll tell you what will get people to sign up is if you have fucking Brock Lesnar on the network. You'll get people to sign up. Brock Lesnar versus John Cena on the network, just a random match after Raw, or Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins or Randy Orton like we all wanted.
Yeah, but how much money are they losing by getting people on the network for free and not having the pay-per-view buys?
Well, I was saying the money's transitioning, so they're still trying to transition the money from the pay-per-view buys over to the WWE network. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get those pay-per-view buys to stop buying and instead pay $9.99 a month on the network.
Why?
Because it's constant revenue for them. And the pay-per-view buys are going down anyway. They were trending down. They were trending down anyway. So that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get their full amount each and every month. Instead, people are still buying the pay-per-views. That's why on pay-per-views, they still mention the fact that, well, some people only paid $9.99 a month for these pay-per-views, and the other ones paid $60 for these pay-per-views because they only get, you know, so much money. Anyway, do you guys think it worked? Did it work? Did it make you want to turn on your network right after Raw? Katie?
Yeah, I mean, how often if you see like a title match, let alone a title change after Raw is off the air? Mm-hmm. You know, it got people interested and we're talking about it still. So I thought it was a good thing.
DRG?
Those people that are like me that don't watch Raw live mm-hmm. are probably going to say, well, maybe I should pay more attention because I could have seen this title match if I would have watched it live.
That's good, right?
So yeah, it will work. It's not going to work on me just because I don't have the ability to do that, mm-hmm. but other people will do it.
Heavyset, I know you didn't watch Raw this week, but what do you think about that whole concept? Will it get you to watch live a little bit more, or will it get you to watch?
Well, I always try to watch it live, but sometimes the schedule just wasn't permitting. I'm like, my personal schedule, I got to where I needed to be last night around 11 o'clock, and I had stuff to do for other podcasts, and I just said, fuck it. But yeah. WWE's goal, I want to say since day one of the network when it launched and Raw's been following it, it's try to have something on the network mm-hmm. to make people to extend their viewing experience. They started with the post show is kind of like getting it into a sports vibe. But the only thing that kind of really took away from those, in my opinion, is the fact that there was always something going on in the background, the dark show main event.
That's what I was thinking too. I like the post show when it was there, but when it became part of the studio in Connecticut, I didn't care.
But studios how are all the post show things do. But the main thing is, even they've had stuff like that, and they've also done like right after Raw, watch the preview episode for Monday Night Wars, or
watch this.
They're always doing something now. Of okay, Raw's off the air. We want to get them to go from Raw to the network immediately. So it's adding to like their own personal prime time.
Well, I got an idea, but I'm gonna ask Wayne first. Wayne, what do you think? I mean, you right now you have a what's that line called? Because you live in England, mm-hmm. and they obviously
VPN.
VPN. So you have a VPN yeah. line, and then you pay for the network.
Yeah,
but I thought the network was coming out. Oh, I'm afraid some bad news.
The network was supposed to come out in England yesterday.
I'm not bothered about that. Oh, the only thing that pissed me off was I went for the network without a day, and cancelled the VPN, and I thought, brilliant. Now I had to set up a new direct debit through PayPal, whatever, to get that all going again. That just really annoyed
me. I don't know why you cancelled it.
Because stupidly, I believed WWE when they said it was here.
You trusted and also, the wrong people.
It was due off or something, so I didn't want to pay for a month for something I wasn't going to be using, so I thought, cut it out a couple of days early. Right. Brilliant.
We'll get to that.
Sign up for
but
new one.
This, the last thing on this is that obviously the post show didn't work. Now, my opinion, having people stay up until 11 o'clock to watch your product, and then you have another hour worth of product, that's really tough to do on a Monday when you have to go to work. You know, that's my only problem with it, of bringing people to the network right after Raw. I understand they just want to extend the viewing experience, but if you're a kid and you're watching that, or even if you're a teenager, if you're watching that and your parents know that your parents told you to go to bed right after Raw, you're not going to be able to flip on the network and then watch the network too. You have to go to bed, right? Am I wrong about that?
But it'll be on demand the next day.
That's true. Well, sometimes it's not. The preview for the Monday Night Wars was not.
Once it aired, it was a preview. Done. This is Raw Fallout, which is going to be on demand.
Okay. What do you guys think about that? You guys think it's... I think it's too late in the night to bring people to the network.
I think you're assuming that kids actually listen to what their parents tell them to do.
Well, I mean, most of them don't have a choice, you know? I mean, your parents walk in, turn your TV off, it has to stay off, unless
you notice, you can download this thing on your phone called an app, and most kids have apps on their phones that will...
But that's not all of them.
How do you download these apps?
Oh, God, man. All you got to do is go...
But, I mean, I have a valid point. A lot of these...
No, you have a valid point, but the thing is if there are the hardcores that are going to do it, they're going to do it regardless, especially kids. Because if you're putting a Sheamus match on there, you expect it to be geared towards a lot of the kids because Sheamus is appealing towards them. So that's why it made no sense to me that they did it. But at the same time, kids nowadays have later bedtimes. I remember growing up, I was in bed by 8 o'clock. There ain't no way I'd be up watching Raw.
No, not until I was a teenager at least. But, I mean, they're looking to get the people that don't have the network to sign up for the network. So that's why they're doing title changes on the network, right? I mean, anyway, let's do this. Katie,
you know an easy way to do it? Get a live sex show on there. I guarantee you'd have a bunch more signups.
Katie, what's your other one?
I like how you transitioned a live sex show to Katie.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, Katie.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My proof is the Xavier Woods vignette. I'm confused by what he's doing now. I was hoping that we were going to have the group with him, Kofi, and Big E, and now he's like this James Brown preacher.
Where was the vignette? Was it on Raw?
It was on Raw. It was on Raw.
I must have missed it.
Yeah, yes. That was when we were Skyping live watching Raw together and you fell asleep, Vamp. So.
I did. I fell asleep hard. Wayne was trying to wake me up. He was screaming in my ear. I didn't hear any of it. I fell asleep. I was gone.
Yeah, he's like Vampy Wampy needed Wubby.
Oh my God, Paige is on. You got to wake up, Vamp.
Paige wasn't on Raw, but I already had my Wubby heavy. I was asleep, dude. I was gone. Anyway, so it was a vignette for Xavier Woods about being a James Brown preacher.
It was like there was a choir in the background singing music, and he's sort of like pretending to be this preacher. And it was like James Brown because they put the cloak over him and stuff.
But isn't that
energized?
But isn't that the character he's going for? Because he's going to bring other people to him.
Yeah, but it was just him and the thing. Big E and Kofi were nowhere to be around. I think this is a brand new thing for him.
Okay. All right. I was thinking more like if he's a preacher or if he's a James Brown type character, he's going to bring people to him. So Kofi and Big E will come.
Yeah, if they're still going to be involved, then fine. But I don't know. I'm waiting to see what happens.
All right. DRG, did you see it?
If he starts busting out with the dance, I'm going to call gimmick infringement because Ernest the Cat Miller is the only person who should ever do it.
I mean, he does do the Xavier Woods does do those splits that James Brown did.
No, yeah, the splits is fine because you see, I mean, Jay Lethal, R-Truth, a bunch of people have done those before. It's that little soul dance they used to come out to for WCW. Yeah. But now there is potential with what they could do with it, but from that single vignette, you don't really know where it's going. So there's a lot of speculation, which is good because you can speculate for the good or for the bad.
Man, if they finally bring that faction together, I think they're going to be, as long as they don't name them the Friendly Athletic People.
Athletic Friends.
Oh my God.
The Smart Athletic Warrior Friends.
I don't know why you can just do Nation of Domination 2.0. It's fine.
Have you heard the tweets that people sent to him about that?
You know what?
Xavier Woods comes back with it. Like, come on, grow up. Think outside the box. Don't just be like that. They're not going. Nation of Domination.
Yeah, dude. I understand they're not, and I know why they're not and all that good stuff. I enjoyed the Nation of Domination when I was a kid. I would just like to see a new generation of it, that's all. Wayne, what do you think about that vignette, man?
I was just so hyped, but in a cringeworthy way, he was going to, now it's time for my Smart Athletic Friends.
Just stop the music. Be like, it's time for
and
my
then they'll be like Big E dancing, doing splits and stuff. That'd been awesome.
Did you guys bring my retainer?
Biggie comes in. Power of love, go!
Heavy, you didn't see it, but what do you think about everything you're listening to?
Every time someone talks about them, I am going to. If he's listening now, I just think about what GBL said. They should name themselves the Smart Warrior Athletic Friend Team, or
Wart.
Swaft? No, Smart Swaft. Athletic. It's Smart Athletic Swaft. Warrior Friends. Because if you did the SWAFT, it'd be Swaft.
All right, DRG man, keep toss or improve.
I'm going to toss just to be pessimistic because I hated watching this. Big Show versus Mark Henry. I love and respect Big Show, and I love and respect Mark Henry and all the accomplishments that they've done and everything. I just do not like the pairing. I don't like seeing those two monsters go together. I don't think that they have the chemistry, and it just doesn't work for me.
All right. So we're going to – I mean, I want to break down the Survivor Series teams in a minute, but – I would have to agree. It's very that they're both them. Now, I have seen sort of the Big Show's been putting on some actually decent matches lately. Mm-hmm. New moves and you know, I mean, for WWE, new move in a match is amazing. So it's true.
It's his submission. What is it? The step over toehold that he's using, the Indian death lock or whatever.
It's good.
Yeah,
that's good. It's cool to see. He's doing different. He's trying to do different things. He's getting up on the top rope. I don't know why he's doing that, but whatever.
He's going for the Ric Flair bumps.
Yeah, I think he's just done. I think he's just like, this is my last hurrah. This is what I'm going to do. All right, Wayne, the mid-carder. What do you think about
what was that
heavy
for?
Set? And well, you bought the Intercontinental Championship, so there you go.
Great picture, by the way.
That's good, isn't it? You can see the picture of me on Twitter, my Intercontinental belt. It's great.
Wayne is a baker on Twitter. Go ahead, Wayne.
What for Toss and Big Show and stuff? I'd have kept them together as a team, personally. I think they add more. We need tag teams. they go together as a team, they would have been dominant, more purpose. Them separately, there's...
Who's going to beat them? Who's going to beat them? If they win the tag team titles, that's a dead end.
Or yeah,
are you going to say that we'll just have dead then?
At least there's an end.
Are you going to say everything that everybody else says? The Ascension will beat them.
No, they can't.
The Ascension can't beat their dicks out of a paper bag, let alone fucking.
I know. That's why I'd rather show Mark Henry. Mark Henry, I don't mind in his current role, the angry, sort of shouty black man. I think that suits him, and that's how he should have been as a face, but just aiming it towards heels. But
That's what I do!
That works for me, but not with Big Show, and especially that squit about, "Ooh, I cooked you dinner!"
Yeah, he's very, I don't know. Heavy, what do you think, man? Mark Henry, Big Show, going at each other yet again. I think... was it you, Wayne, that did the All Weekend Review, allwrestling.com Weekend Review call last week that had the Big Show? You did the stats on how many times they've been fighting against each other?
No, that wasn't me.
Who was that? I think it was may have been Ant. I can't
probably
remember.
Since
you said stats. That just goes together with Ant.
I mean, they fought each other so many times and they break up so many times.
The stance.
That's what they do.
That's what they do.
Well, going back to the tag team aspect, you can always build a babyface tag team to take them down. It will take time and effort, but that concentrated effort while they're at the top and being untouchable, you can build that lower team up and up and up to make them a credible threat to win the titles from, and it will make them as a tag team. The problem is if you bail on stuff that quickly before you actually give it a chance, you're limiting your roster's ability to get over, if that makes sense.
That's got to be better than two dicks running around with a dressed up bull, isn't it? I'm sorry.
Katie, what do you think, Katie?
I was bored with the match. My thing is, I don't know where this ends between them. I've heard that they're both possibly retiring next year.
Mm-hmm.
If that goes as far as that, where one of them loses and they retire. But I don't know. I mean, it doesn't interest me, the fight between those two.
I can definitely see Mark Henry retiring and leaving RTV forever. Big Show is not leaving RTV. He will stay there. He will be in the background. He will be on the tours. He's the world's largest athlete. I mean, you can't.
Who do you think retires first, Big Show or Mark Henry?
Mark Henry.
Mark Henry.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think Big Show's closer. I think there's still more that they can do with Mark Henry and give him one last title run. Big Show's at the point now to where he's at is the highest that he's going to get back
on the
card.
Do you mean done with the company, DRJ?
In-ring.
Yeah. Big Show will be with that company for the rest of his life, right? I mean,
An ambassador type person.
Absolutely. He's going to go around to the world. He's going to visit all these countries and just be a fantastic. He's such a great guy. He's going to be a fantastic ambassador for everything. He's going to be the same thing John Cena is going to do. John Cena is going to be, when he retires, he's going to be ambassador for the company. They'll never leave the company.
Big Show's going to cook dinner for the Great Khali while they take to India.
Yeah. Ooh, gross. All right. DRG, next one.
I've got two. I'm not sure which one I want to go with. All right. I'm going to keep James Storm's Revolution versus the Wolves, because I know a lot of people are saying, how could you take the Wolves coming off their hottest thing in the series and then tease their breakup? Well, you know what I see? I see them giving a major storyline to the tag team division. They're putting focus and emphasis on that division and making it seem important by having not just a tournament, but inside the tournament with all the little stories that they have building there, they've got a separate storyline for the champs while the tournament's going on. I think that...
James Storm's Revolution is the two Japanese guys?
No, well, he's Filipino, but yeah, it's Manic, TJ Perkins, and Seiya Sonata.
Yeah.
And what happened this week is James Storm came out and cut a promo because last week or the week before, he had Manic go preach his gospel to Davey Richards in a backstage segment. And this week, James Storm was out in the ring and called out Davey Richards. And he was sitting there talking to him about how, you know, he's limited being in a tag team because he knows James Storm was in them too, and his partner buried him in the long run. And then Eddie Edwards comes out to defend his position and whatnot. And next thing you know, they're having a match between Eddie Edwards and James Storm. And during this whole thing, you see Manic on the outside, you know, talking behind his glove, kind of like a catcher would to a pitcher during baseball games, and sitting there whispering things to him. And Edwards is taking time out of the match to go stop him and keep him away from Richards from perverting his mind any further. It's, there's a story that they're telling in the tag division, which isn't what's seen. I mean, look, think about it. Our tag team champions in WWE were facing Matador One this week. What's the story behind that?
Nothing.
Exactly. So to see TNA taking their divisions, their smaller divisions, and putting story and effort into it, that's something that I want to see them keep. Okay. They're putting a concentrated effort into everything, not just the world title.
All right. Wayne?
What TNA and the Wolves storyline? I'm undecided. I'm just so underwhelmed by TNA with these Bethlehem tapings. Seems like they're going for one good match a week. And this Wolves one, it just... a little bit more build towards it, I'd like. Just, it's just, he walked up to him last week and go, I'd like you in my team. This week, he's suddenly all, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. It just seems a bit weird and rushed and put in there. I don't know. It depends what they do with it. Personally, I think the bigger picture is to get James Storm back into the tag team picture against the Wolves and set up a future feud like that.
Which is possible.
I think that's going to be him trying to play the Wolves. Other than that, I don't know what to make of it. It was weird. It's so overacted as well. Like,
oh, yeah. Eddie and Davey are not known for their mic skills, and it's very obvious. And James Storm can only carry a segment so far. But I think that with what they're doing, trying to put emphasis on, because in my call to the AWWIR this week, one of the things that I said was, is that because they have been so in-ring focused over the past month and a half, these little stories that they are giving feel like they have more value because they aren't telling stories on a regular basis on Impact. Like you said, it's that one big match a week. This week, you know, we had Loki and Samoa Joe versus MVP and Kenny King. That match was really good. They also had the Edwards and Storm match was awesome with that finish. Storm kicked the living shit out of Edwards' face.
Oh, that was awesome. I'm surprised he had a head left.
Oh, Edwards can sell the shit out of any hole. The dude is good in ring. It's just on the mic where he suffers. And then the Rude versus Lashley match was great as well. Like, this week was the first week in a long time that it didn't feel like, oh, we're just buying time because we're at Bethlehem. This week felt like it was something important.
I thought they ruined the Rude Lashley thing with me by having the two matches so close together. I know the idea was to line up everyone that taken him on the last few weeks, and they had a battle between them, and that Rude emerged and has moved back on for his second chance. I just would have liked Rude to be kept apart from everyone and then come through and break through and then won the title first time round. Other than that, I'm just glad he's champion again. I just hope that he'll be around be champion after this break coming up.
Were you bothered by the finish? I have to ask this because I heard a lot of people were upset with the finish of the match.
No, not really. That's just... I said that I felt on them down before the match. I don't know why. They built it up quite well throughout the night with them entering the arena and everything. I weren't feeling that second match. I was more up for the first one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fair enough.
Heavy, Katie, you guys have anything to say about TNA, James Storm?
No.
All right, that's fair enough. Fair enough. All right, moving on. Wayne, key toss or improve, man?
Toss. Is it the film, Randy Orton's film, and Condemned 2 or something?
Yeah.
Is it Condemned 2?
Yeah. Toss that, because I'm annoyed that I don't get to see him next week in Liverpool. As soon as they said that he's leaving to do the film, I thought, oh, bollocks, because really wanted to see him on this new hot run.
Yeah, Wayne's
because everyone was so down on him when I last went in May. It was the proper, oh, I've had enough of Orton, had enough of Orton. Now he's on this hot streak, and everyone's finally like, yes, Orton.
Chopped all over his dick. Wayne is going to the Raw in Liverpool, guys.
Yay.
I'm up in the nosebleeds again, but that'd still be a good show.
Why do you always say that? Stop saying that. You're going to Raw, motherfucker. That's fun.
I wouldn't care. I'd be happy sitting in there than front row as long as I'm...
He said he's not going to bring any signs for hashtag DSJMP, hashtag TI peeps.
Wait, the cameras ain't got enough zoom on them.
He may not be sitting on the side where the cameras are, so...
You got to bring signs still, right, Katie? You got to. It doesn't matter. You still got to support it. Somebody
I'm going to be taking my big shiny belt.
Dude, forget your big shiny belt, all right? And bring a sign and tell people about it. Tell people about everything you're doing. Hashtag second shift, dude.
I can put a post-it note on my belt with DSJMP on.
Here we go.
A post-it note.
Yeah, because his belt does get a lot of traffic. And I'm not talking about a championship belt.
So you're excited about that, Wayne. What's next?
Well, no, I'm annoyed about it because I wanted Orton. But... Oh, all
right. Well,
he wants his Orton, damn it.
All right, I want my Orton Wubby. Yeah.
He's going to film a movie. Good for him. He's getting paid. All right, moving on. Next one.
I'm going to keep... I don't know whether to go with Blood or Vince. I'll let you choose, Devil.
What? Vince being back was pretty cool, man.
How active was he?
He was amazing.
He was jumping about like he had two dicks, wasn't he?
Looked happy to be back.
He was awesome. I will admit, he was really good.
I thought he was going to pop a hip the way he was going.
I did too. He was just fantastic. I was really happy to see Vince. I'm a big fan of Vince's. I've always been a big fan of Vince's. And to see him on the TV, granted, he was talking about the network. I already have it. It goes, it's not for me, it's for other people, but I was just glad to see him. Have you said, you glad to see Vince back, man?
I wish I could have seen it. I can't, that's one thing I can't really judge because it doesn't sound like he's back full time. It's granted, it's a pop, but if he stays off my TV, it's perfectly fine with me. He's not the McMahon I want to see back anyway.
Did you hear the stipulation he made?
I might have, but I might have forgotten it.
The stipulation he made is that if the Authority team does not win at Survivor Series, then they lose power. Somebody else comes in and takes power. Either he does or somebody else comes in. And then if they do win, they didn't actually say what happens if the Cena team loses yet. So
it's not like Cena will lose.
So pretty much this week, that's why Cena wasn't there. This week, it was all about who's going to be on the Authority team, who's going to be on the Authority team, and what's going to happen, what kind of power are they going to have. So it was a lot of intrigue between Stephanie and Triple H, and all the they were watching everybody on the screen. It was just like watching Big E again with all the Intercontinental people, and it was actually very interesting to watch those guys. And to see them every other segment, or see them when there's somebody powerful in the ring or somebody important in the ring, to watch them. Katie, what did you think about that McMahon being back?
It was good. It was nice to see him. I mean, he's starting to look his age. I think he's turning 70 next year, but it was good to see him.
He doesn't look 70 at all.
It's for even by pictures of what I've seen of him recently, age is starting to hit him.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely not the McMahon of the Stone Cold era. I mean, that's what we all remember.
I mean, he still looks good.
He looks fantastic.
He's getting older.
If you compare him to any other 70-year-old, holy fuck, he looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He does. He just looks amazing.
It was good to see him, though. I'm glad. I like the stipulation ad, too, because now there's no guarantee that they'll win, and maybe the Authority will disappear for a while. Maybe we'll have a GM back or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I was telling Wayne earlier that I would really like the Authority to win and then completely change everything. So change all the commentators, change out all the ring announcers, change out the referees, change out everything. Like, all their clothing changes, everything changes. I think that would be awesome for like a month.
Just sack Lawler and everything will be better.
Oh my God.
Yes.
That is not true. I just think it would be really neat to really, I mean, Triple H told Randy on Raw today that the entire world burns if we win on Sunday at Survivor Series at Survivor Series. The entire world is going to burn. I think that would be amazing if they actually did what they said they were going to do. DRG, what do you think about McMahon being back?
I honestly don't think that it made anything more uncertain. I think it telegraphed it. I mean, can the Authority actually lose now? Do you see Triple H and Stephanie not being in power? I don't. I don't see it going anywhere, and I don't think that they're going to bring in an Eric Bischoff or Paul Heyman or somebody to run the show. It's, to me, it just cemented the fact that the Authority is going to win that match. But having having Vince back is cool, but it runs with the same thing that I said last week. They're using these returns to garner pops, to get people. They're doing it the right way, but it's been too many too close for me, and it would have been a lot more special if it wouldn't have been just last week where we saw Heyman and Mick Foley came back, and then the week before that was The Rock, and the week before, if they would have left until like right before Survivor Series, like the week before, it would have been much better.
Okay. Wayne? You didn't actually talk about yours.
What, the...
The McMahon being back.
I did. I said that was... Oh, I didn't officially. No,
you didn't.
I was just so impressed with his leaping and jumping about. No, I just love the interaction between him and Trips. Yeah. Just like how like Triple H was doing just little bits, like his little smirk on his face, like, I'm happy Vince is here. That, you know, is insincere. It was just... That you know them two in real life are going to be best buddies. It's just again, it's me and you with the Triple H fan club. But no, Vince just makes the show better. I don't know what it is. Not so much on SmackDown, because that one pre-recorded advert really annoyed me with his dodgy yes charm.
Yeah, that's fine.
But no, him actually being on there and a little bit like, you just wanted to see Triple H wanting just to shove him into the limousine and go off. It was, brilliant. More of that, please. Right. But he is getting old, bless him.
Heavy set, well, keep tosser. Go ahead, Giddy.
No, I had an idea, like, say if they were to lose and then Shane McMahon should return and take power.
That'd be different. Like, wishful thinking. That'd be the only person I could see that if they lose at Survivor Series that could take power. That'd be the only person I could think of. Heavy set, keep tosser and proof.
Well, my keep was Rusev.
Rusev. All right.
Oh, well, so it's to be you.
She's the trivia champion, damn it.
Your improve or toss?
Come back to me, because I'm trying to jog my brain of what I actually had for it. And
all right, I'll go to mine. Not coming. That's fine. My keep this week is Randy Orton all the way. He has been selling all those curb stomps he's been given. He's been receiving. And he has been the promos between him and Steph. And I love the fact that it's him and Steph and not him and Trips. Like, Triple H has always been the one to center him and bring him, calm him down. And everybody knows all about that because everyone's seen the documentary. Of Randy Orton. If you haven't seen the documentary Randy Orton, watch it. It is a fantastic documentary, other than the fact that I didn't realize him and his wife like divorced like 10 months after this documentary, which is actually kind of sad. But Randy's on fire. Absolutely on fire. I'm kind of upset he's going. I didn't know he was leaving to go do a movie. I'm glad he's doing a movie, because I'm always glad people are going to do other things. But, I mean, just on fire. I mean, his veins and his neck is popping out when he's screaming at Stephanie, and Triple H is there, and he's like, oh, my God, why am I fucking dealing with this shit? And, you know, it's just great. And he's RKOing everybody anywhere. I mean, it's just fantastic. He's just great. Great, great, great. Just, I like the hard work. I don't know. I just wish we can get this Randy Orton all the time. But I guess, you know, to appreciate this one, we can't get it all the time. DRG?
I think if you keep praising him anymore, they're definitely turning him face. if you start getting that reaction of, oh, I love Orton this way, they're going to, oh, yeah, people like Orton. Let's
look,
go ahead.
I don't mind Randy Orton being face as long as he is a violent face. As long as
anti-hero.
He is
anti-hero.
Yes, the
anti-hero. I like
hero
him being
face.
The anti-hero.
Yes, absolutely. The lone wolf, I'm going to just jump out anywhere and just fuck somebody's matchup and then walk away. I love that. Yeah, absolutely.
I wanted him to RKO Triple H so bad.
I know. I did too. Wayne was on Skype with me, and I was like, is he going to RKO him? Is he going to RKO Triple H? That'd be, if he RKOs a Triple H, I'm going to fucking mark out right now. And Wayne's like, calm down, dude. He doesn't RKO Triple H. I was like, oh. He just kicks him, whatever.
And you done the same when he went for the punt.
Yeah, I want to. I told Wayne I want to see him punt somebody so bad in the head. I was like, if he punts somebody in the next like couple of weeks, I will jump out of my seat and scream.
I don't want to see him punt anybody. I want him to see him punt Seth Rollins. That's the only person that I want to see him punt.
Well, he almost did it on Monday.
I know, and it was like, yes, yes.
We're PG era.
A good job of teasing you with the things that you want. Mm-hmm. So
they
props
do.
To them.
They do. Wayne, Randy Orton, man.
You know I love the guy. Man crush.
He put his nameplate on his Intercontinental belt.
Did you really? Did you put Orton's name on there? Did you put whose name
Randy
do you have on that belt?
Huh?
Whose name do you have on the belt?
Don't have a nameplate, does it? Okay, no, in the Continental.
Well, that's because you are a mid-carder.
US title has a nameplate on.
Of course it does. It's America. Fuck yeah.
That's not now, is it? It's Russian.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
in my face. In my face. Katie, what do you think about Randy Orton since Wayne was talking rubbish?
Yeah, I've been liking what he's been doing. I mean, it sucks that he's going to be making a movie. I mean, they did the same thing with Ambrose just as he was getting up. They put him out and then he went and made a movie. So I guess when he comes back, he'll go right at it with Rollins again.
Yeah, that's good.
As hotter as ever. I mean, I don't know if he'll be back by Survivor Series. It's questionable.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
It's in his hometown, too, in St. Louis. So just, that would be huge.
If it's just Rollins and one other person left and Rollins is getting ready to curb stomp him, he comes out of the crowd and just fucking RKOs him out of nowhere and makes the other guy.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
That would be good.
Will you watch that movie? Because I liked the first Condemned with Stone Cold. One of the four people on this earth that actually enjoyed it. But I think Orton fits that role.
I never watched the first one because I could never find it for a decent price. I never did find it. I guess I should watch it, right?
Yeah, watch it. I rented it from Hastings for $1.50.
I never really cared for Stone Cold's acting. I like Randy Orton's acting. I like John Cena. John Cena's pretty good. The Miz is pretty good too. The Big Show is better than all of them. He is just a natural. He's just a natural actor.
They know.
Yeah.
When he's crying, exactly. He's terrible. When he's crying.
Oh no, he's great.
Stone Cold in The Longest Yard when he was playing that racist motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, and The Expendables. He was really good. Yeah. Expendable. Him and Randy Couture.
And have you ever seen the show Chuck? He played a bad guy, Victor something off, and he did real good in that because they kept his lines to a minimum. And he just played a badass.
Yeah. Heavy set, Randy Orton, man.
I mean, I've said for weeks I'm really liking his work, and this is some of the best work he's done since
the punting days.
Since what?
The punting days.
The punting days is also. I know some people that like his feud with CM Punk. Mm. So.
All right. Thanks, Heavy.
What happened?
Nothing. My.
You realize you're not going to edit it, and I'm going to realize what it was. So you might as well just tell me now.
The toss are improved this week. Definitely toss out the fact that there was no other Divas section on Raw. Only thing we got was Paige and Brie. Ugh.
No, it wasn't. It was Emma and Emma, Nikki, and
That's what
AJ
I mean. That whole thing. It just.
Yeah, but that led to one of my favorite parts of Raw with Eric Rowan coming from the behind and getting.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that was so creepy. It was Jacob Goodnight from freaking See No Evil.
They're turning him into the comedy creepy.
I was going to say, did you any of you guys see the SmackDown bit with him?
Wow, nobody watches SmackDown, Wayne.
Oh, I did when he was sitting with Kane and watching Kane's movie.
And he just lifts the mask up and goes, "You're scaring me," and then puts the mask back down.
He's creepier than Kane.
Yeah, he is.
Is he creepy or is he special Ed? No.
He's special Ed retarded, going to kill you with his strength, Lenny from Mice and Men and the big fat ugly guy from See No Evil. That's what he is.
Oh, do you reckon that's why he was straightening Renee's hair? Was it not of Mice and Men then?
Probably.
I'm not sure if it's that or if it was the dude from House of a Thousand Corpses, but that guy's pretty fucking creepy.
All right. I'm seeing more comedy than creepy.
Gonna read
The Luke Harper vignette with all the eyes.
Yeah. I didn't know who it was. I was like, those eyes look very familiar. Who are those eyes? Luke.
I recognize creepy eyes.
Yeah, Luke and Luke's creepy eyes. Heavy. What do you think about the Luke? Oh, you didn't see it, man. They had all these eyes on the screen, and he kept talking gibberish and stuff, and he did the multiples eyes, and then single eyes, and then multiple, and then single, and it was just creepy. So I guess they're repackaging Luke. I hope he actually got a haircut and maybe shaved down.
It reminded
a little
me
bit.
Of the vignettes that he did down in NXT when he was kind of doing his own thing and Bray was just kind of his handler and he was cutting promos. It wasn't Sami Zayn. I can't remember who it was, but it might have been Leo Kruger. But he was cutting a promo and it's him in the forest back by himself just talking and having these flash in and flash out moments. It was very odd, but very cool.
Okay. Heavy set. Keep toss or improve, man.
I can't think of another one.
Okay. All right. Moving on to what is on.
What's on?
What's
on? I love that sound bite. I don't know why, but I smile every time I hear it.
What's on?
You sound like Keanu Reeves from freaking
Dude, what's on, man? What's on? Heavy set. What are you watching? What are you listening to? What is on?
Watching nothing. I probably won't be watching much in the upcoming future, but I did listen to the second shift 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, second shift. How was it this week?
They only fucked up twice.
All right, what's the first time they fucked up?
What was that?
What's the first time they fucked up?
I think it was kind of Kai made the kind of the assumption that Unforgiven pay-per-view became associated with the Elimination Scramble, and I had to correct him, and I was technically the Elimination Scramble was a part of the last Unforgiven, which was in Cleveland.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Way to go, Kai. Way to go.
Yeah, way to go, Kai. Whoa, what was the other one they fucked up?
Okay, the other one is I was like, you guys really... I mean, granted, one was like one when it came out, but the other one was at least my age, and it was 1995 when Shawn Michaels won Royal Rumble by throwing out British Bulldog.
God's sake,
by getting the cap.
Get over it, man.
Oh, my God. I'm a biker. I'm the kind of guy, if I make something wrong, I'm like, you know, yep, I made a mistake, but oh my God. Yeah,
just admit it, Wayne. Come on.
In your all power. Fairness.
Every
in
week, this fairness. Is going to turn into what's on is going to now become the heavy shits on second shift segment.
He didn't second shit.
Yeah,
he didn't shit on it.
Second shit segment. Good boy.
In all fairness to Kai, he was technically only 2 years old when that happened.
That's true. Yeah. That's very, very,
yeah.
Very
He's the
true.
One that's excused, Wayne.
Yeah, you damn gremlin.
Oh, bugger off then. Oh, my God. We the people. Oh, my God.
Oh, I love you, Wayne.
I don't get the network yet. I'm going to go five knuckle shovel to Paige.
All right. That's so, so, DRG, what's on?
Lucha Underground.
How was it?
Taking it for what it was, which is a one-hour program to entertain me, they had some good, they had some bad. Namely, the bad was Chavo Guerrero. I don't like that guy. There was some things that they just kind of overdid, and it felt too hokey. They have one guy who's the main bad guy. Don't even ask me his name, but he's the one who, this is his lucha dome. This is his battleground. He is a great actor. He's somebody that I could see them having pulled from like a Telemundo soap opera or something. He does really good in those backstage segments, but they had one with Conan talking about Prince Puma, and dear God, Conan is such a bad actor. Oh, it's horrible. God, yeah. But they do these movie cinematic feels to their backstage segments that make it feel big time. Mm-hmm. It's like they're putting in all this production value to make it seem like they're telling a movie, with the matches being the payoffs to the stories that they're telling. It was really cool and fresh and new. And that Johnny Mundo, which is John Morrison, versus Prince Puma, who Ant's favorite man in the world, Ricochet. They had a great, probably 15 to 20 minute match. There were some cool spots where Johnny Mundo was doing his parkour stuff off the tables. I really liked the team of Matt Stryker and Vampiro, because they focused around the wrestling aspect so much so that Matt Stryker made a comment during one of the matches, is like, you know, you can go see these guys, go on YouTube, go on Daily Motion, go on these places and research. We love wrestling. We want you to love wrestling, and you can catch these guys everywhere. Just put in the effort. So
I know you're a lot into the storyline, and I like people that, you know, I like announcers that tell people to go out, you know, to the internet waves, because they know they're going to do it anyway and watch or whatever.
Exactly.
But was there any storyline in it?
The story was, is they're battling for this $100,000 signing bonus that the big bad guy wanted to give out to his top performer. Mm-hmm. And he hired Chavo Guerrero to take out the Blue Demon Jr. Okay. And Chavo didn't live up to it. So next week he's going to bring in this even bigger, badder guy. And whatever happens when he brings him in, it's on Chavo. It's not on him, because Chavo made him do it. And there is stories being told in there, but for the first week, there's really a small limited sample size is the story that they could tell. They did a good job with telling the telling the backstory of Sexy Star, who took on Son of Havoc, who is also M-Dog 2020, aka Macross, okay. And he's amazing.
What's his name on Lucha Underground? It's a lot of information you just threw down.
It's Son of Havoc.
Son of Havoc.
Kind of like the Sons of Anarchy biker gimmick thing, because he's got a giant beard.
Gotcha.
The son of Jessica Havoc. What?
That's what I was thinking too.
Son of Jessica Havoc. But it. They did a good job of telling the stories and the backgrounds of certain people. It will get more interesting as it goes on. But for the first taste, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I heard it was actually pretty good. I didn't enjoy it. I couldn't watch it because I don't have El Rey Network. And
you didn't enjoy it or you didn't watch it?
I didn't watch it. I didn't get a chance to watch it. I tried to watch it on XBMC, which is what Captain Awesome was talking about, but it was really bad audio, and I need commentator. I can't just watch a wrestling match. I need some commentary, somebody talking to me. So I tried to watch the Puma match versus
Johnny Munda. That's such a horrible name. I love it. It's so bad.
Fucking Johnny Nitro. Fucking I always forget his name. Kenny, did you watch it? You watch Lucha Underground?
No, but I will be watching it tomorrow, because I wasn't sure if I had the channel.
You do?
Tomorrow they'll be showing the repeat from last week and this week's new episodes, so I'm going to be checking it out tomorrow.
Yeah, I was really bummed I actually don't have El Rey Network.
As far as what else am I watching, I just got the Attitude Era Volume 2 DVD, so I'll be watching that tonight.
Oh, they had a second volume?
Yeah, it came out today, actually.
Okay, cool. So, awesome.
That'd be fun.
Rivalries came out last night, too. I got to watch that. What was that one?
Well, I knew there was Austin and McMahon that came on.
There was a new one that came out.
I forget what the other new one was.
I'll find out. Give me a second.
Anyway.
What else? What's on?
Oh, well, Halloween, I watched Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Nice.
It's always a good one. You ever been to one of those theater?
Yes.
I have too, DRG. I love those
things.
Those
are awesome.
Have you ever been to one, Katie? The theater?
No, but I've heard that they're a lot of fun.
Oh, they're so much fun, Katie. You have to go to one. Oh, they're so much fun. If you like Rocky, you're a big fan of Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Yeah.
If you like Rocky Horror Picture Show, you have to go to one.
I've taken people that weren't even fans of it and just set them down. That crowd participation throughout the whole event made it awesome. That's one of the reasons, the biggest selling points for wrestling to take new people to is go to the house shows, because it's such more of a participation aspect. That's the same way when you do the live Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, just a blast.
Yeah. I've seen videos of it, and sometimes they'll have the actual cast there.
Yes.
Some of the cast members there. Yeah, depending on it. That looks like fun.
It's so much fun. What else, Katie?
As far as what I'm listening to, like I said, I liked last week's episode of Cerebral Satire about Halloween. I've learned so much.
Thank you.
Last week's Spanish announce table was fun, particularly to Alyssa, because it was named after her.
I'm sure it was fun. It wasn't that much
Blue Kazoo.
Fun. The rest
Blue
of
Kazoo.
Us. Yeah.
Blue Kazoo. Blue Kazoo.
The first thing she told me, they named the show after me.
Yeah.
I said, well, maybe they'll finally get your damn name right. But it was fun. I mean, that's all I pretty much did and listened to.
Okay. Wayne, what's on? You got plenty of time off. What's on?
Well, I didn't have the network for a couple of days, but I went and bought an Apple TV because first world problems here, guys. I had an HDMI cable with an adapter to put into my iPad and iPhone whenever I wanted to watch a network. So I bought Apple TV because I had enough of getting up to put it into the telly. So now I can AirPlay it over the Apple TV, and my life has now become purely sofa-based.
So your justification for buying an Apple TV was the fact that you had a cable. Is that right?
Yeah. And whenever I had on charge, I had to get up to change the program. Yes, now I can just sit on my sofa.
He is such a lazy fucking asshole.
Man, bakers over in UK must make a hell of a lot more than what they make over here.
Oh my God, he's such a lazy cunt.
This week, the only thing I've watched on the network was Best of Sting DVD, the preview on the WWE Network, the half an hour one. And yeah, nice little, yes, it is mainly just highlight matches, but there's a couple of Schiavone talky bits on there about Sting and that.
Schiavone.
I can't say stupid names, sorry.
Schiavone.
Jabroni, more like.
Yeah, Jabroni is more like it. Heavy set, man. The rivalries, the new rivalry episode this week is Austin versus McMahon part two. But here's the best part about it, right? This is the little synopsis they have. One of the sports entertainment greatest rivalries takes a shocking turn when Stone Cold Steve Austin aligns himself with Mr. McMahon. So they're talking about the turn where at the WrestleMania, he turns heel with McMahon. But when creative differences reach a boiling point, reality meets fiction as Austin defies WWE chairman behind the scenes. Oh my God, I can't wait to hear about this.
Oh, that's when he goes home.
Yes, it's when he goes home.
That'll be good to listen to.
Oh, that's gonna be awesome.
He goes home and beats the shit out of Deborah and gets arrested. Great.
Yeah, that too. So that'll be fun. That's gonna be awesome. What's on for me this week? I've been trying a couple different podcasts. Nothing really about wrestling, honestly. I really listened to you guys last week. Listened to Spanish Announce Table. Listened to All Week in Review. I mean, nothing really new. I've been watching a ton of the network. I've been just watching pay-per-views on the network, which has been fun. I've been watching Survivor Series. I watched the Survivor Series that you guys recommended last week. The one with, was it Stone Cold and Bret Hart, and then Owen Hart and the Bulldog lose against this new team that came out that week. It was weird. I didn't like that at all. Anyway, so it was pretty good. It was 1995, I think it was.
96
maybe.
Yeah, it's 96 because it's when Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart came back from after losing to Shawn Michaels, which is 96.
Survivor Series 96.
What was it like to listen to your show without you on it at all?
It was weird. I mean, I've done it before because when I went to the cabin, you guys recorded without me. It's different. I enjoyed it. I really did enjoy it, as I always do. I mean, it's two of my friends and an acquaintance talking, talking about wrestling, and I really did enjoy it.
Who's the acquaintance?
Heavyset.
Heavy. Oh, Heavy is no one's friend on
here. Wayne, is this your first show?
This is his first show he's ever been on. Yes.
What?
Hey, Wayne, we're going to have this segment, and I want you to do it. It's called Emails. Can you do that for us since this is your first time?
And we're going to do the email segment to start off the show, right?
Yeah, yeah, as we always do. Yes.
Yeah, every time.
Every time. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun getting to listen to you guys without me around. It was fun. I mean, I'm sure I'm getting more in the coming months because, you know, I'm so busy during Christmas. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. All right, guys, let's
What's up? This is Heavyset, and I'm here to tell you about one of my podcasts that you can find at Kayfabe Sports Radio and www.kayfabesportsradio.com, and that is NFL Easy Picks. NFL Easy Picks is a podcast that I co-host with my friend Joe Bennett, and we discuss the things going on in the NFL and the games for the week to come, as well as results for the week prior. We like to highlight our teams, but we still like to concentrate on the league as a whole, and quite possibly from week to week have guests discuss their team and how they're doing. Along with this normal format, we go over our picks in the designated Yahoo Pick'ems League that we have set up so you fans can see how well we are doing against you and how well you are doing against us and each other. And on top of that, we got a fantasy league to discuss how well things are doing there. There's a lot in NFL Easy Picks that you are not going to want to miss on the Kayfabe Sports Radio Network and at www.kayfabesports.com. Hope you will join us every week as we discuss everything going on in the wonderful world of the NFL. Only on Kayfabe Sports Radio and www.kayfabesports.com.
Oh, it's going to name
And now
Wayne,
it's huh? time for
Wayne's Water Cooler.
I like
I'm not 100% sure why you have the lead in for that. Why don't you just say the lead in?
I don't know. I don't know why I do that. I always do.
All that does is sound like me farting in the bath.
He's in a bidet.
Well, now it's going to turn into you farting in the bath. I'm definitely going to get a fart noise now. Definitely going to get
Wayne's
a fart noise.
Fart box.
Wayne's fart cooler. All right, Wayne, give us some headlines, man. We'll tell you if they're bullshit or not.
Right, I'll just start from the top. There's actually quite a few this week, so we'll start from the top and go down. I'm going to actually shit on one, but here we go. According to the Wrestling Observer, the WWE Network UK launch delay, while ill-timed, was due to ongoing negotiations. WrestleZone later reported that it was due to a legal matter with Sky Sports, Well, Sky apparently on their forums online have been absolutely inundated with like angry people going, "You've ruined the network! You've ruined it!" So Sky basically have turned around and like their representatives on social media have turned around, tweeted and put on the forums and stuff, "Don't blame us, we're nothing to do with it. Sky are, WWE are the ones that pulled it."
Okay, so WWE's blaming Sky and Sky's blaming WWE.
Yep.
Okay. So in other words, it's probably true. They're both still negotiating, and it's bigwigs. It has nothing to do with the other people. Yeah.
WWE didn't blame Sky. It was WrestleZone and The Observer that blamed Sky.
You're right.
WWE didn't do anything.
You're right, DRG.
They're getting their name dragged through the mud for nothing.
You're right, DRG. I apologize. Yeah, it's the fans and Sky's blaming WWE. Because WWE probably didn't say anything. They just said, you know, it's going to be on hold indefinitely.
They did. The problem was when they said, it will launch on the 5th.
The 3rd.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. The only thing I have a problem with this. The only thing I have a problem with this is, one, it's the second time they did it. And two, this time they get all the British wrestlers that I follow that's in their company on Twitter. Wade, Paige, all of them said.
They got me tweeting, did they?
All of them said, you know, UK fans, UK fans, follow, you know, get ready, your network's coming. They made them all look like idiots. That's the only thing I have a problem with. They made their actual wrestlers look like idiots. So
I think that this story is just a testament to how much that everybody tells, like all of us on this panel will sit here and tell you, the listeners, don't believe everything that you read on a dirt sheet. So much so that if you believe what you read on a dirt sheet and then go and start yelling at Sky for something, you can be made to look a fool because what the dirt sheet says might not actually be true.
Yeah, no shit. No shit. Heavy, what do you think about them backing out again on the network in UK?
I thought it was funny.
We the people.
Exactly.
I laughed because I could hear Living Legend cursing in Scottish voice.
Yeah,
was Yiddish, I think.
I think they might be holding out for. I think that it might be delayed until 2015.
Sky's new deal start on January 1st,
2015.
Yep.
Yeah, I think they might be holding out for 2015 now.
Here's what WWE should have did. They shouldn't have announced it.
Yeah, they shouldn't.
Hold on. They should have waited till the very last second. I mean, real last second. Wait all the Brits to just tune in to WWE.com, and there's a video, and all of a sudden here comes Wade Barrett.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Can I have some decorum, please? You probably came here to watch WWE Network. Well, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
I agree. The return of the gavel. Should have done it too. Yeah, I think they should have done it too. That would have been awesome. Just the one video on, just it takes over the entire front page at WWE.com. I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
You'd have had Wade Barrett trending in the UK.
I know.
Like 15 minutes.
Oh my God, it'd been great. Katie, what do you think, man? Canceling, starting, not canceling? I mean.
They can't. This is like what, the second time they can't. They postpone the date. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it'll get there eventually. It's just they need to learn how to plan these things better.
I think they plan it, and I think one of the other groups backs out. I think they have an agreement, and then they go, okay, we can go now, and then they back out. Somebody backs out. They change their mind. They don't like this deal. They don't like a little bit. You know, the lawyers say that. The lawyers say this, and they just back out. It's because of the Sky deal they have. That's all it is.
Well, I agree. They're probably going to wait until January for it to finally be launched over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
The problem is they could have marketed it and marketed the network in the UK without actually announcing a date.
They could have, yeah.
The day that they put a date and a timestamp, if you don't meet that for your fan base, you're going to piss them off regardless of if it's the new McRib coming out or if it's WWE Network. If you don't live up to that date, it's going to piss a bunch of people off.
Yeah, I think everybody should go.
Can we talk about the McRib for a minute? Because that just is a delicious sandwich. At least we get it here on time.
Yeah, Americans, we get not only the network, we get the McRib.
Ugh,
yeah.
I'm going to throw it in my mouth. All right, Wayne, next. I guess Heavy likes the McRib a lot.
Are you shocked?
No, not at all.
I mean, Wayne, my God, are you shocked?
No, Wayne.
He hasn't actually met you in person the way that I have, Heavy.
Wayne, next call. I mean, next.
Email her.
Heavy's got me laughing.
Keep toss or improve, Wayne.
Yeah, keep toss or improve, Wayne. Yeah.
2 minutes.
Wayne, next.
Don't shout at me. I'm not the one that's trying to get the word.
Oh, my God. You're so temperamental.
2 minutes.
Give us the next story, please.
Did you notice Wayne wasn't as wound up last week?
Yeah, he wasn't.
I wonder why.
Me too.
There wasn't anybody verbally abusing him the entire episode.
Questioning
it was just parts of it.
Right now. Wayne, give us a nice fucking story. Shit.
Someone has give you a story. I'll cut your slit your throat and rip it out your guts and I'll tear you up.
Talk over
the honeymoon period's already over.
And then I'll wrap it in my wubby.
Jesus fucking Christ. Start the next goddamn story.
Randy Orton will not be working the Survivor Series pay-per-view, but is expected back in December.
Wow, Wayne, we just talked about that for the first fucking half.
Yes, but
show.
Everyone was saying that he'd come back at Survivor Series. This is basically saying that he won't be back till December.
All right, I'm gonna go around the table real quick. Give me your teams. So give me your Cena team and your Authority team real quick. Start with Wayne. Go to Katie, then DRG, then Heavy, then me. Go ahead, Wayne.
Judging by Raw, it looked like that'll be Authority. Will be Seth, Mark Henry, Rusev, one other. Cena will be, well, Devil Fan reckon that'd be Cesaro. Team Cena will be obviously Ziggler. Cena obviously. I don't know why I went blank on that one. I reckon that'd be Sheamus and Big Show just literally taking the feuds and putting them into the team.
Well, Authority, I think Triple H will probably go in that match in place of Randy Orton with Seth Rollins, Kane, Rusev, and Mark Henry. Cena, Dolph Ziggler, Sheamus, Big Show, and missing one more. Who else is available? Oh, what the hell? I'll say Zack Ryder.
What the fuck?
He's alive. He was alive. I was shocked. I put out a missing persons report on him.
I liked his tweet that he said that he's not in the game, but his internet championship is.
Yeah.
All right.
Cena, Dolph, Sheamus, Matador 1, and hopefully Eric Rowan. I really hope Eric Rowan's in there. Authority, Seth, Kane, Rusev, and Orton and Stephanie, because she's the best mic worker in the business.
I'm glad DRG is taking this seriously. Have you set?
Let's go Triple H, Kane, Rollins, Rusev, Mark Henry, and John Cena's team will be Cena, Dolph Ziggler, Big Show, Sheamus, and Chris Benoit.
I didn't really
think about Triple H. Wayne and I were trying to think about who was going to be that last fifth person. I didn't really think about Triple H. You think it's going to be Triple H, really?
For sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why not?
I just don't. Brock Lesnar.
Need somebody to be the mediator for Orton and Rollins on the team, and why not inject Triple H in there?
Orton in there.
He's not going to be there.
Orton's going to be there. He'll be
no,
there.
No, he's not. That's what the bloody rumor thing just said.
He's not there. He's going to be in the match out of nowhere.
Exactly.
Like I said, he's going to jump in. I'm thinking, okay, Mark Henry.
Then you don't need Triple H mediating it, do you?
It's five on five.
Mark Henry. Seth Rollins, Kane, Rusev. I don't know that fifth.
Kane. I forgot about him.
I said Kane. Damn it.
I don't know about that fifth, but it's gonna be John Cena and Dolph Ziggler, obviously.
What about Mercury or Noble?
No, I don't think so. I think they're definitely becoming more a part of the show, but definitely not.
It would be great
team.
If each team has somebody from NXT on there.
That'd be great, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think they're going to do that. It would be cool.
I think it would be really cool to have a bunch of mid-carders on John Cena's team and they win. You know, like, let's say the three athletic fuckers, three athletic bitches, or... You know, I was thinking the fifth guy on the Authority was going to be Cesaro. That's what I was thinking, because Dolph and Cesaro. So I was thinking it was going to be all opposite. So for Mark Henry, you got Big Show and Cena. So for Cena, you got Seth Rollins. For Rusev, you have Sheamus. For Cesaro, Cesaro, you have, I don't know. I was thinking it was just going to be opposite, just like Wayne was talking about. But
what about the Usos and Mizdow?
No, they're going to, I can see a triple threat going down, though, for the tag team belts on Survivor Series. Triple threat tag team.
No, Matador 1 and Matador 2 are getting the shot.
I cannot believe they're getting a shot. It's ridiculous. That is fucking ridiculous.
Can I just ask something?
Yeah.
What's this got to do with rumors?
No, we're none. We're rumoring the fact of fucking Survivor Series, buddy. Jesus.
You're the one that hadn't cut us off, Wayne. Don't bitch at us. We rambled. That's the whole point of us being on here.
Give us the next news. God, it's negative Nancy over here.
No, I just don't want you barking at me when you realize that we're like half an hour into the segment.
The whining Wayne with the wubby.
Yeah, go Wayne. Next story.
The script for last night's episode of Raw was completed really, really late in the day. According to PW Insider, so it must be true. Meanwhile, the Ascension were apparently in the building, but obviously not used.
All right.
Don't care.
Nope.
Can that Move be an on. Option?
Let's
don't
go.
Care.
Yep, let's go.
Dude, what would it? I look at it, what does it matter that they were in the building? They have a lot of dark match talent that was in the building, too. It doesn't mean you're going to see them on Raw.
Yep.
Besides, Orton needed a bag to shit in.
All right, let's go in. Next one.
Fans in the arena in Buffalo at Raw last night were told shortly before the show went on air that John Cena wouldn't be appearing, and if they wanted refunds, they could get him within a 20-minute window.
There was a fan report about that out there, wasn't there?
That's interesting.
I'm pretty sure there was a fan report confirming that.
Was there any fan report? Well, I mean, he wasn't on Raw, obviously, but was there any report of why he wasn't on Raw? Anybody say why? Was it a family emergency?
No, they didn't give a reason, but I mean, they've done that before though. When he's not performing, like live events or on Raw, they always ask if you want a refund.
Yeah, I mean, they offered the same thing to my dad for The Undertaker. When my dad took us to go see Raw, the Undertaker wasn't there, and that's his favorite wrestler, and they actually offered it to him at the box office when he went and picked up his tickets. They said,
well, he'll be on Raw next week in England. They announced that.
That's what I was telling Wayne. I was saying, Wayne, I bet he went to England early, or he just got an off night because he's going to go to England early.
No, what it was is Nikki walked in with a pee stick and left it on the thing because she stole it from somebody else, and he was in such shock that he couldn't leave.
God, Nikki, man. Oh, my God. Nikki on fucking Hell in a Cell was hot.
Meh.
Anyway, next news segment.
She's no Paige.
Page.
Get that right.
Rey Mysterio was apparently at Raw last night, and according to The Observer, he was there to talk to Vince McMahon about leaving the company.
Oh,
however,
please.
The creative team was apparently told to come up for ideas with him so he could be used again soon.
Oh, please, no.
Ray's on Team Cena.
Oh, that would be horrible. My God, let's put a fucking cripple on Team Cena. Have you got anything to say about Ray?
No.
Okay. Wayne, next story.
I will say one thing. If Ray is on that, my son, my 4-year-old, will mark out because to him, Ray can be not defeated any way possible.
Okay.
That's what every 4-year-old dreams of.
Next story, Wayne.
Exactly.
Yep. Now just going through the list. I think that might be all the decent.
Give us
everything.
One last one.
Just one more.
Yep.
Just
throw us some obscure shit, Wayne. Something crazy.
It's not, it's just, today was really good, but you go through previous days, it's just really boring, like, Sting's gonna be in January, just the usual shit, do you know what I mean? It's just, we'll give one more day, I'll go one more day if there's anything good, if not, either Thingy, Mendez or whatever, who gives a damn? That's not even a rumour. Rumour needs to be talked about to become
a
rumour.
Such a miserable cunt.
God.
I'll tell you one thing. I've been out of the loop on the IWC and all these rumors for 7 days, and I feel great. You are just confirming why I'm happy.
This is where I get my rumors from, right? I don't
well,
read
what
any
about,
of that shit.
Anybody hear the rumor about Stephanie might be being pregnant again? And
No.
Aww.
Her tits have blown up the past couple of weeks.
That was like a way, like, if they were to lose, that's a way to write her off.
I like to blow up them tits.
There's one I've not properly read, so this might just be really boring. I've only read the first line, but here we go.
Go ahead.
If you're reading it, it's boring.
With WWE taping a segment at SmackDown last week featuring the Big Show telling the crowd Daniel Bryan may need another surgery, it's renewed talk of what may happen. He stated that he wants to return by WrestleMania 31 and be wrestling on that show. However, WWE is now operating on the assumption that there was no timetable for his return, and it's even possible he may never return at all. The word among wrestlers, according to The Observer, is that he may need major elbow. What? That's not even a story!
Well, we've heard it before.
Why is Big Show opening his gob?
He did it in the middle of the ring.
He's probably told to.
He did it in the middle of the ring.
Well, it wasn't shown on SmackDown. They did it like before. And like, we know when Vince came on and he was talking about 3 November and they're doing the yes. I think they used that part of the crowd doing the yes. And Vince was like superimposed on the show.
I mean, I know why they keep doing the yes chant to keep Daniel Bryan's name around.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should just let it go. I'm a big fan.
You're ruining it for when he does come back.
Can I finish, please, motherfucker?
No, you can't. It's not your show, is it?
Oh!
Second shift's going to be my show in a minute.
You've been off for 1 week, Vamp, and this is how you get treated.
I'm telling you. Disrespectful asses. I'm a big fan. Like Wade Barrett. Wade Barrett, we haven't heard from Wade Barrett since he got hurt, right? Nothing from Wade Barrett. It is awesome when there's a surprise comeback. Is Daniel Bryan going to come back? Nobody knows right now. Not even his doctors know if he's going to be able to wrestle again, okay? Which is fair enough. Let it go. Let the yes chants go. I know why Nikki Bree's using the yes chant, because she doesn't get cheers otherwise, you know?
Yeah,
nobody gives a fuck about Bree Mode. Nobody cares about Bree Mode.
Primo!
That was close. That was really good, Heavy.
I disagree, because I think I argued this fact with The Rock on the AWWR. Mm-hmm. The yes and no chants can be used for so much more than just Daniel Bryan and associating it with him.
That's true.
The what chants were isolated to just Stone Cold, and then they moved it into a, we don't like this segment, you aren't talking fast enough for us, so we're just going to watch you.
And we went three weeks without a fucking CM Punk chant, know, and right? Fucking they ruined it.
Buffalo sucks.
But the yes and the no.
Thank you, Katie.
The yes and the no can be used as an instantaneous gauge of your audience for what they do and what they don't like. If they use those chants during other segments, you know that they're saying, yes, we like this. But because the way you've been associating it with just Brie, and they're going to isolate it to just Daniel Bryan, they're missing a major opportunity to get an instantaneous reaction to what's pleasing to their audience.
I agree, and I disagree at the same time. The only problem with that is that the fact that fans are, when they're in the crowd, they're in that moment, and they lose their head. They don't know what they're thinking about. They don't think about it. They just go along with either whatever's in the ring, or if they just completely disagree. So you could be saying yes to Brie, and you fucking hate Brie, but you're in that crowd and you're in that moment. And I get it. You lose your head. I don't know. And you know, on December 6th, I could be cheering for fucking, you know, Rusev. What do I know? If I feel like that's what I want to do at the time, that's what I'm going to do at the time. I can tell you now, I am not going to fucking cheer CM Punk. That's not going to fucking happen.
But the thing is, instead of using CM Punk as a way to say, this is boring, I don't like this, just start chanting, no, 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 I don't want this, no. That chant is not annoying to the point that it's, like I said, it's an instantaneous gauge. Yeah,
I will agree with that. Using the no or yes as a chant to voice your opinion is great. But using it, but Brie, and I don't care if Brie uses it. That's not my point. My point is Brie using it is just a way for her to get over, which I get. Mm-hmm. And I don't care I don't care if she uses it, because it doesn't, she's married
it's
to the guy.
It's a missed opportunity by the WWE. They're using it to get over a single talent instead of using it for what it potentially could be.
Well, you can't. I'm sure they can't tell her not to use it if Daniel. I mean, it's a chant. They can't.
It's their show. They can tell her
anybody
exactly
can do
what
it.
The fuck to do. She doesn't have to stick her arms up and ag it on. They could tell her, don't do that. Just like whenever they used to have the Cesaro matches, when he was in the middle of the ring and they were chanting yes for Cesaro. Daniel Bryan wasn't anywhere around, but they were chanting yes because they liked what they were seeing.
Yeah, but I mean, all right, I got you. All right, moving on. Emails, Wayne. I should probably get an email soundbite, right, guys?
Have someone with like a stutter or something like that, and then that can be like Wayne's emails.
Well, I got you.
I
got you, Wayne.
That's quite good, Katie. I like that. We'll have to make something up for next week.
DOG.
And then you can get Devil hit me on the back of the head and go, come on, Bubba.
When the fuck
come
do
on,
I...
Mid-Carter.
When did I ever say Bubba?
That's Bubba Ray Dudley.
You missed the whole point.
Yeah, I get the Bubba Ray Dudley, but just like... Anyway, maybe I'll get my brother to record us to record a little thing for you. Anyway, give us your emails.
Right. Oh, here we go. Well, we'll start with double I, Andy Anderson.
Double A.
Hello, boys and Katie. I want to talk. I fucking hate reading emails.
I'll say this. I do not want uncensored GBL to email us because then Wayne will have to scream. The entire time he reads that email, and it'll be very annoying. I just want
Wayne
to say that.
Do it and just whisper the whole time. Listen, you cocksucking motherfuckers.
It's creepy.
I hate
GBL.
This fucking shit.
All right, go ahead, Wayne.
When Doug is on the show, it's really hard to read emails. Right. I want to talk some TNA wrestling. I like the new James Storm character. In my opinion, it's a better done version of Bray Wyatt. James is building his cult where Bray has already had one. Who do you guys like better at this point?
I think they're about even. I mean, they're in different areas of their careers right now. You know, James Storm's kind of a little bit older than Bray. So I don't know. I don't really. I think they both have their pros and cons.
I was gonna say James Storm.
Okay.
2 or 3 weeks ago was the better done character, but now we're heading to the end of season break of TNA. That's derailed all momentum of that. So Bray has now, for me, become the more interesting one since his return.
And he's getting ready to go against Dean Ambrose.
I think that Bray, when he first came in, if they would have done the recruiting aspect of what James Storm was doing, it would have gave more longevity to Bray. But I think because he came in with the family automatically, and now that they're separating him, yeah, it's cool that he's going up against Ambrose. But Bray's shtick is still stuck in that same thing. I'm waiting to see an evolution of him more than just talking about Sister Abigail. But with what James Storm is doing is he's taking his minions and making them preach the gospel to other people, like him sending Manic with Davey Richards in a backstage segment to, hey, go talk to him about what we're doing here at the Revolution. He's putting, it's kind of like, you remember in Fight Club where they had the,
I know
they were sending their minions out to preach the gospel. Yeah. And that's what Storm's doing.
Yeah.
I like that aspect because it's making it more about the collective faction.
I just wish they would call it something else. The James Storm Revolution just doesn't.
They're not calling it the James Storm. They're calling it the Revolution.
I don't.
It's James. Go ahead.
I don't like that. Revolution to me is bullets and guns and
I don't like the fact that they're advertising it as it's blowing a storm. That's the wrong
phrase.
Oh
my God, I didn't even know they were doing that. That's even worse.
I have not heard them say that.
Yes, they have. TNA on the Dixie on Twitter, didn't she? Said, oh, it's blowing a storm.
That was for Bound for Glory. She made a stupid tweet about the storm that
had to take it down because of the fucking thing, didn't she? And then mentioned it in the ring last week. The storm is blowing or something.
The storm is brewing.
He made a comment about it gets quiet before the storm.
Quiet before the storm, okay.
Yeah, it's perfectly fitting because that's the what do they call it? The saying that has been said for the longest time. There's quiet before the storm.
Like, if they want to make that, like, that to me is kind of neat. Like, storm references and lightning and thunder references is kind of neat. Revolution is just not, that's not...
The reason why it's a revolution is because it's the homegrown talent, always the good guy. Everybody loves him taking a darker, cut you down, biblical type. I mean, if they would have said revelation, it probably would have fit that much more.
I would agree with that.
Storm preaching his gospel and his gospel is spreading. It's that religious cult.
Leader. I would agree with that over revolution.
That right there is why I think that the Storm Revolution is better than the Bray Wyatt family, because it was him revealing certain aspects about how horrible TNA is to his minions to take them over and recreate them in the image that he sees fit.
All right. Heavy set. What do you think, man? What do you think about Bray Wyatt right now? All we saw him do this week was rock back and forth on the chair. And then we looked down at the mat and we saw Dean Ambrose wrestling. And then we looked back up and Bray Wyatt's chair was just rocking. That's it. That's all we saw this week of Bray Wyatt. There was no promo. There was no nothing, which is actually probably good for him right now because I know a couple of people are getting tired of promos.
It leaves a little bit to be desired, but I'm hoping it's kind of a build for something with him.
Yeah.
Because it seems like they're going at something at a slow pace. They're just waiting for the right moment to strike down with everything.
I think next week we're going to see a little bit more exposure of them because we got the Authority angle. Next week we're going to see the John Cena angle of Survivor Series, unless I'm wrong, which is completely very much possible. So I think we'll see something different with them. I'm hoping so, at least something a little bit more. I know people don't want to see Bray talk a lot, which is weird, but
why? That's his best feature.
That's what I think too, but a lot of people don't want to see him the same promos over and over again and talk just a bunch of talk. heavy's
oh shit, Sammy Callahan's here. Hi.
Heavy's arming his bomb.
No, it's the sound the truck makes when I stop.
It was a joke, Heavy.
I thought that was Devil Vamp doing his psycho impression again.
Very funny. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, man. Hashtag CSatire.
Be honest, that was freaking horrible.
Thank you. Katie, what do you think? James Storm versus Bray Wyatt. I mean, you don't know James Storm, so Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt, I think people are chomping at the bit to see him and Dean Ambrose finally hook up. I could see, I see they're kind of like keeping them apart until Survivor Series, but I think people they just wanted to go at it already, and I kind of do already. So I think we'll get that a lot sooner before Survivor Series of them going at it with each other. Okay. But last night on Raw with him in the rocking chair didn't bother me so much. I mean, I was rocking with him, so.
All right, Wayne, read the rest of it.
Some confusion I'm having is with how James was continuing to build his team. James is going after the oldest member of the Wolves, Davey. If you would have told me that James was going after the member of the Wolves, I'd have thought it had been Eddie. He is younger and needs more help on the mic.
Completely agree.
No, but if he needs help on the mic, then James Storm is not the one to go against. If he needs help on the mic, it's
somebody. No. He's saying that he should have recruited Eddie Edwards.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, all right, yeah, I'll go with that.
But guys, if you were to have someone try and run the gauntlet of members, Eddie would have been a good choice. He is a young guy who could build and shows a wider moveset, in my opinion. Is James going after the right guy?
The wider moveset is to speculation. You know, these guys have only been in TNA for a short amount of time. We haven't seen what
about
they can
a
really
year.
Do. Yeah, that's a year. We haven't seen what they can really do. So that's just speculation. Did he go after the right guy? I mean,
I'm torn towards this because I think that Eddie Edwards is the one that if you would have done it, it would have been the more influential because he's younger and more naive, and Davey Richards has a better talking ability to talk Eddie out of it. It just would have fit better. But on the other side of it, his young boy is Seiya Sonata because he was mentored by Muda. But Manic is somebody that's been around in TNA for a while and hasn't really gotten the opportunity. Davey Richards is also an older person that, hey, you haven't gotten the fair shot and shake that you know you deserve. So why don't you come here and we can open up doors for you? So it's kind of a catch-22. If it would have been me booking it, I would have booked Edwards because I think that they could have done more with Davey Richards being the sound voice of reason.
Okay, Wayne.
All right, the last little bit. I also don't know if it's time to split up the Wolves. TNA had to throw together to make some makeshift tag teams to even just to make a small tournament. Not sure they need to split up the tag team they've just put over in the Team 3D Hardys Best Out of Four matches. What do you guys think? And is it too early to split them up?
Absolutely.
Double A, and that has been my nickel. I don't think they're splitting them up. I think this is purely to create a feud for them. So basically, they'll turn down the offer. James Storm will get pissy, and then they'll probably have a tag match with, well, it looks like Manic Donut, to be honest.
If you remember correctly, Storm got the briefcase, that Feast or Fired briefcase from Gunner before he backstabbed Gunner. Because whenever they were going for it, Gunner put his thing on the line against EC3, and they hung both the things on top, and Gunner won both briefcases. And then when Gunner was going to cash in his world title shot against Magnus in the UK, he handed off the briefcase for the tag team to Storm, and that's why Storm got jealous and pissed off, is because he gave him the lesser of two. So it's there's Storm still got a opportunity at the tag titles, and I think this is him playing head games so he can get, you know, either him and Sonata or even Sonata and Manic those titles.
So it looks like Manic's definitely involved because he's the one that keeps sort of talking to them and that. So
exactly, and
I think that's just setting up the feud rather than splitting the walls up. Because like you said, you've just put them over in this massive tournament. 1 week later, you're going to split them up. That don't make any sense.
None at all. No.
That's why I had this as my keep, is because they're giving the Wolves an actual story instead of just, hey, we've got a tournament going on to crown the number one contenders. But in the meantime, there's also this story that's happening.
Yep, I agree. All right, so, next email, as Dan says.
This will say gimmick infringement. It's from Cat, funnily enough, because like he emails every week. So.
Yeah, he was supposed to send us a review of Lucha Underground, but he didn't.
Oh, here we
go. Way to go, Cat.
Well done, Cat. Hey, yo. So for this week in pro wrestling history, I present you with the following. November 6th, 94. WCW and Mexican promotion AAA co-promote when Worlds Collide in Los Angeles, California. In the main event, Perro Aguirre defeated Conan in a steel cage match. Perhaps... I ain't done yet. You've just prematurely ejaculated. Perhaps most remember, though, was the six-man match that saw Fuerza Guerrera, Madonna's boyfriend, and Psicosis defeat Rey Mysterio, Heavy Metal, and Latin Lover.
What was that, Guerrera? What was that?
Fuerza.
Fuerza Guerrero.
How you doing? And by the way, Wayne, I've still got a bigger cock. It's on record.
November 6th, 2003. Crash Holly passed away at the age of 32 after an overdose. I'm not laughing at that statement. I'm laughing at Doug there.
That's what happened to Crash? That's what happened to Crash? He overdosed?
Yep.
Yeah, he
overdosed, yeah.
Overdosed at Steven Richards' house?
Overdosed of what?
Yeah.
Does anybody know? What do you
probably drugs? That's what I'm going to go with.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Thanks, DRG.
Wait a minute. If it could be drugs, but we know it was not weed.
Yes, it was not weed.
You can't really overdose of weed.
How you doing?
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
32. That's brilliant. Man.
Not sure if he knew what you were going for, Heavy. You might want to clarify that.
I know. 32. Not fluting sarcasm.
November 7th, 1957, Christopher Pallies, better known as most as King Kong Bundy, was born in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
How you doing?
November 8th, 97, ECW held Ultimate Jeopardy at the ECW Arena. In the show's main event, Bam Bam Bigelow defended the ECW Championship against Shane Douglas.
How you doing?
November 9th, 1970.
Okay. Lockwood died on November 6th, 2003, in the friend and fellow wrestler Stevie Richards' home in Florida. He was found partially clothed with a pool of vomit around his face. Empty bottles of prescription drug, carciprodrol.
I told you it was drugs.
Carciprodrol and partially consumed bottle of alcohol were found nearby. He had recently received divorce papers from his wife. His death, caused by choking on his own vomit, was officially ruled a suicide. He was buried in China Grove, Rowan County, North Carolina.
Dude, you just completely brought this whole thing down. Yep, thanks.
I did. Yes, I
did. November 9th, 1970. Chris Jericho was born Chris Irvine in Manhasset, New York.
Nobody cares, Carter.
How you doing?
Carter, out.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Wayne. Why don't you do it right this time?
Come on. You sort of set the tone. When
do it right. Like, do it right, damn it.
Read out the autopsy of Crash Holly.
Do it right. That
Crash Holly is in the ground full of R-A-W-T rot.
Oh, my God.
I never said I was tasteful.
That's so funny.
W-O-R-M-S worms.
Katie. What? Katie, the first lady. Best of the week, Katie.
No, I like the storyline going with the Authority this week. Okay. Everything revolving around Randy Orton and with Vince coming back and adding the stipulation. I'm anxious to see who gets replaced in the team and what happens at Survivor Series.
All right. Katie is interested. Wayne is Baker. Best of the week.
Oh god, I ain't got one. Oh, I'm gonna go with blood. I know it was accidental, but my god, didn't add to the final segment.
Both times, yeah, it did. The final segment was good, but both times were really good.
Cesaro staples, if you've seen them, go to WWE.com to see the pictures of Cesaro's head being stapled up.
Five staples.
How did he bust his head open again?
Apparently it was actually Ambrose with an impact on the side. It weren't like he clipped his head on anything. Wow. Apparently it was actually Ambrose strike. I don't know how true that is.
Keep your hair, guys. Keep your hair.
Can I say one thing? Thank you, WWE. Last week, I wanted you to improve the Ambrose and Cesaro match by actually giving me a match. Thank you. Now, that was a good taste. I want more. But yes, I massive props to y'all for giving me what I wanted.
Did you see
didn't like the pumpkins last week? You didn't like the pumpkins?
No, I fucking hated the pumpkins. It was god awful and stupid. And him bobbing for apples by throwing his face in. Oh, God. Oh. Thanks.
I love the music that they put on the bumper for the Trick or Treat fight all night. The sort of Halloween music. That was cool.
I think they should have put the Benny Hill music throughout the whole match.
No, that's TNA's theme, mate.
Yeah, well, it did not work for that jack-o'-lantern fest.
All right.
And then he put the freaking thing on his head and then gave him the dirty deeds, and it fell off before he ever hit the mat.
DRG, best of the week.
Again, and it worked.
Let's go with, best of the week.
You can make fun of TNA all you want, but I the worst that I've seen is a food fight. I've never seen a pumpkin and apple bobbing match.
Let's
on TNA.
Go with best of the week. No, oh, shit best on everything of the week.
Best of the week. Bobby Roode's title win, because A, I love Bobby Roode. B, if you follow on Twitter, EC3 and James Storm have been teasing how they're watching the World Heavyweight Championship very closely. And this is probably the best tie-in to set up a future tap back into the Storm versus Roode storyline that they've been telling for shit the better part of a decade now. So they could easily get back into the Revolution owning the tag belts and then James Storm getting a World Heavyweight title shot. But Bobby Lashley did good as their champion. I'm eager to see what they're going to do with Lashley post title. But they just culminated a story that they needed to do. They should have done it on the first title shot, but at least they did it with this one.
All right. Heavy set. Best of the week.
Silence.
Where the mute button was.
Well, you know, if you guys be quiet, I can cut all the silence out. Heavy
silence.
Heavy set. Best of the week.
The WWE Network not coming to England.
Silence.
Best of the week. WWE Network not coming to England. Okay. My best of the week is definitely. I really thoroughly enjoyed Raw this week. There was character development. That's my best of the week this week. Character development. There's character
Devil.
Development. What?
Devil.
What?
Can I just say, you enjoyed Raw so much this week.
I did.
So why did you fall asleep during it?
Because I was tired.
Oh, good point.
Because I was tired. I came off a fucking 12-hour shift. What do you want me to do? I was tired.
Can I ask, when was the last time that you didn't enjoy Raw? Because I seriously, that's like...
You think I do it all the time?
No, it's not that you do it all the time. It's just, it's been a good run. They've had a good run of episodes that you've been really enjoying.
Yeah, they have. Honestly, I
why do you
to,
think that I'm
so
automatically
I will say this. The last time I didn't enjoy Raw is when the Slater Gator with the puffy little dude, the Hornswoggle.
The puffy little dude.
Hornswoggle dressed.
That's a brother, Hornswoggle.
Hornswoggle dressed. I know that's your brother. Hornswoggle dressed up as the Gator is when I didn't enjoy Raw.
Puffy little dude.
Yeah, that's all I had.
Don't you start tweeting Wayne's a puffy little dude.
Hashtag Wayne Puffy.
Hashtag Puffy Wayne.
Puffy Wayne. Puffy Wayne.
Puffy Bubby.
So yeah, I definitely character development. That's, best of the week.
That's got to be the name of the episode. Puffy Wayne.
Puffy Wayne. Character development. Best of the week. Character development. All right, guys. Moving on to free chat. Katie, you want to talk about something?
Well, I just ordered last year's WWE game 2K14
last
to try
year's
it out.
Game?
And it was on sale for $20 at the shop, WWE shop, if anybody's interested.
I wish you would have told me. I would have gave it to you.
Aw.
Yeah. I would have gave you my copy because I didn't play it anymore.
Well, I got it just to help me get prepared for when I get the new game.
Well, I got a copy of Assassin's Creed 3 and Grand Theft Auto if you want it.
Sure, why not?
Okay. Done.
anything else? I watched some of the network. I did. I mentioned last week I was watching old classic Survivor Series stuff. So I'm going to watch more of that this week.
How far and back are you going? You going back every year?
No, just the ones I like the most. Like the first 5 years were good because they were classic characters and I enjoyed that a lot.
Do you like watching the old Hulk Hogan and Macho Man and stuff?
Yeah, I do.
I find that's the worst. Hang on, Katie. Wayne, that was the creepiest, fucking disgusting. Oh, yeah.
Underage Stephanie McMahon, that is probably how he sounded.
Oh, my God. You're so fucking creepy.
You know, Wayne, we ain't been friends and we ain't never going to be friends, brother.
That sound more like bloody Dusty Rhodes.
You got a little Dusty Rhodes in there, DRG. No,
Dusty Rhodes sound like this, baby. Just ask heavy.
Heavy will do it in a minute.
He knows, baby.
I'm off the call if he does.
I didn't do it last week, so fuck off.
It's thinking.
No.
I'm interested in getting his DVD coming out in a couple weeks. Macho Man's DVD.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it comes out like the 17th, 18th.
Why are they promoting
it? Is it a docu or is it a best?
Yeah, it's a documentary. They have his brother on there, his mother on there.
Why haven't they promoted that?
They'll probably do it next week. That's they usually weird. Do it like the week of during Raw.
I'm definitely going to get that.
Is the tagline into it?
Oh, guy. Yeah. Right. No, they talk about everything in there. His marriage to Elizabeth. I guess they sort of talk about the thing with Stephanie, but they open up a lot. I've heard.
They do not talk about that thing with Stephanie.
Yeah, I guarantee
there is no way they're going to
talk. I've heard that her name is not mentioned, but they said there was a situation and Vince was involved. I mean, it could be related to that, but...
All right. I was about to say, there's no way they talk about Stephanie directly.
Oh, and you'd love it if Steph just popped up on the screen and go, yeah, Dad walked in on us and...
He had his dick in my ass and it was just horrible.
His elbow drop is what most people remember him for, but I remember him dropping something else.
Oh yeah.
Can you dig it? Oh yeah.
On that note, anybody else?
Wayne, free for all, what you got? DRG, free for all, what you got?
I got two things that I want to talk about. First of all, British Boot Camp this week was better than the past week. I liked it. Waiting to see what they do next. England has a bunch of talent that they showcased. I think that Grado, they're trying to play him as a sympathetic character, and it doesn't work. I hate Grado now. As much as I used to like him, the way that they've done him on that show, I'm praying that he doesn't win. But the one thing that I did want to talk about that we didn't touch on, why did they build the Sheamus and Rusev booking as the way they did? Because Tyson Kidd should have been a squash match for Sheamus and then a squash match for Rusev. And then it would have been the two massive forces colliding. But Tyson getting the count out win and then getting so much offense in looked so weird.
It did.
But I will say one thing. We are definitely on the Tyson and Natty divorce tour 2014.
Natty looked amazing this week on Monday Night Raw. She looked fantastic.
Oh, I'm just waiting. Everything that he's doing is leading up to they're going to run a storyline of Natty and Tyson getting divorced. And Heavy is going to be so happy.
Yes, perfect timing.
Go ahead, Heavy. Free for all, man. What are you going to talk about?
I don't really have anything.
You're so depressed this week. You're like it's like a big Wayne this week.
No, I'm in a good mood. I got my new phone today. I just haven't played with it yet.
Oh, what new phone?
The 6 Plus.
Wayne. Look, I even called you Wayne. Look at that. Heavy set on a 6 Plus. Yay. No bad.
Did you happen to visit any new sites recently?
He's talking to you, Heavy.
Yeah. I know, but I'm trying to... you going by what we were talking about before the show?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Putting it on the air, buddy, for all the listeners to hear.
Well, it's not like... I mean, I'm a very open person, and I'm friends with half the people on Facebook. I don't give a damn. If you look really closely, I'm kind of single right now after 6 years, so in the coming weeks, I will be joining Devil Vamp in the tag me a date process, see how that works. My experience.
Oh my god, that sounds like you're actually going after each other on that website.
He's looking for a
hot tech.
That.
that's right.
Wayne, you should be worried because Vamp might have a new tag partner.
He can't take my Vampy.
I'm bringing him back to America. We, the people.
The people.
Mate, once you've done Brit, you can't go back. Once,
once you've done Brit, you want to quit.
Once you go damn, Brit, you realize they're full of shit.
And
you just need to get a room.
With that international debacle, we're going to end our TSJMP WrestleCast for this week. Wayne, tell us what's up.
Other than my penis, you can find me on Twitter on at Wayne the Baker and at Second Shift Pod.
Katie the First Lady. Jesus Christ.
Way to go right after me after all that crap.
I'm telling you.
Follow me at Katie First Lady.
DRG?
Wayne is like that kid in your sophomore year where he finally discovers what masturbation is and that's all he wants to talk about is his dick.
Hey guys, guess what I did? I touched my dick today.
I was in the bathroom and I put my and two just, fingers together and it happened.
It happened. DRG,
you can find me on Twitter at MRDRG underscore A or underscore either WIR or AWWIR. I think it's WIR.
It's WIR.
WIR. I'm the guy that is getting all of his stuff promoted for Talk TNA podcast, and it's by guys for TNA. And I'm soon to be the new AWWIR Intercontinental Champion.
Sorry, I fell asleep for a minute. And the very single and ready to mingle heavy set.
Let me know when you win a real title, like the United States title. You know, we'll talk.
I've already told my plan. I make no bones about it. After I get that IC title, I'm coming for yours.
Can we please wrap this up? Heavyset, where are you at? Girls, listen to this, man.
You can find me, Heavyset 330 on Plenty of Fish.
Follow him, ladies.
That is awesome. That is awesome. You know what? I think I'm gonna. That is awesome.
I'm not very creative. I'm Heavyset 330 on everything. Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
I'm pretty sure I'm Devil Vamp on Plenty of Fish too. So, ladies, if you're looking for me, Plenty of Fish, Devil Vamp. I think it's like probably 666.
He's single and desperate.
I am not.
Yeah,
Katie.
Very desperate.
I am very single, not desperate. Okay, not desperate. Very, very single. And as always, Devil Vamp
on dates.
Devil Vamp on Twitter, DSJNPCOM on Twitter. If you want to email us, please email us, guys. Let us know what you're thinking, what's going on. I know you listen, so, you know, you can email us. That's all I need you to do is email us, share us wherever you listen, vote for us, whatever, rate us, whatever.
He can get your IP addresses if you listen, so do it, because he will track you down.
It's very true. I get your RSS feeds. It's very true.
Did you listen to my show? Did you listen to my show? Did you like it? Huh? Wait a minute. You're from Canada. You're from Canada. How's the WWE Network? How's the
Network? If I give criticism, he'd just turn around and go, I don't care.
DSJNP.com.
Where's my wubby?
@gmail.com. I'm glad I fit that in there somewhere. Facebook.com/DSJNP. Enjoy the week, guys. Have a great week.
Trump pack, I'm leaving my sin behind. All black, leather back, read his word, I crack the spine. Bad dreams, bad things, why can't you just leave my mind? New heart has moved forward, now I put my past behind. Why is it I fidget, I fret, let every little thing just bother me? Bottle it up, let it pop and fizz, and just hold on with no release. Comes in contact with my skin and then it creeps up underneath. Lord, let me dismiss this mess and leave it all right under me. It's tough, I struggle daily. Had tug, I pull, I'm shaking. Like leaves and fall, I fall and then proceed to rake the painting. It lives, it breathes, I've raised it. Resides right where my brain is. This time I kick it out and tell my past to sue the pain. Pack bags, trunk pack, I'm leaving my sin behind. All black, leather back, read his word, I crack the spine. Bad dreams, bad things, why can't you just leave my mind? New heart has moved forward, now I put my past behind. I hear this noise always, this voice in my ear. You can't do what they do, you're losing hair. Must bring myself to the point I do not care. My image is my guide and my guide, yes, he lives in here. Running on thoughts like that's my house, like that idea somehow my home. One word, one time, one thing, like Jim, it burns and then I let it roam. Pursuit of God is daily. The truth is I'm just lazy. I do the things I hate while leaving what I love and waiting. Pack bags, trunk pack, I'm leaving my sin behind. All black, leather back, read his word, I crack the spine. Bad dreams, bad things, why can't you just leave my mind? New heart has moved forward, now I pull my
my past behind. He said this, she said that. People say that X can't rap. Fine by me, I can't ride the beat. The concept sucks and the music's whack. I stress about the stuff I just can't control. People have opinions and the fact is I should let it roll. If it's too small, just let it go. But like Kutsu, don't let it grow. Bothered me so many times, but in right mind, so not no more. What's so addicted time for no escape? Like skates, I'm in line. Inhabited my habits till I'd had it left with my pack, bag, trunk, pack. I'm leaving my sin behind. All black, leather back. Read his word, I crack his spine. Bad dreams, bad things. Why can't you just leave my mind? New heart has moved forward. Now I put my past behind. I hear this noise always. This voice in my ear. You can't do what they do. Do you're losing hair. Must bring myself to the point. The point I do not care. My image is my guise and my God. Yes, he lives in here. Let this junk just get to me. Is it real what they think? What they feel is me? It's been pinned up. Can I set it free? Can't let them kill what I sweat and breathe. Truth be told, they ain't got a clue what the truth is though. I'm pushing snow, piled up in the parking lot. So clear myself a path to go. Pack, bags, trunk, pack. I'm leaving my sin behind. All black, leather back. Read his word, I crack his spine. Bad dreams, bad things. Why can't you just leave my mind? New heart has moved forward. Now I put my past behind.